जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी
जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी
यशोद नंदन व्रज नरंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी
Hare Krishna.
Radha Sham Sundar, Radha Sham Sundar, Radha Sham Sundar, Radha
Sham Sundar, Radha Sham Sundar. ततो जयम् धीरहे नक्षप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेऽहं उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नैष्टिकी मुखं करोति वाचालं भंगुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपात्मं वन्दे श्री गुरुदेव तारणम् परमानंद माधवम् श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम् हरे कृष्णा एवरीवन इज वेलकम टू गोकुल धाम अगेन इट सीम्स लाइक द टाइम स्टॉप्ड एंड वेयर वी स्टार्टेड अगेन सो दैट्स हाउ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल लाइफ इज इट वेयरएवर कृष्णा सेज इन भगवद गीता दैट wherever we live in this lifetime, we start from there, so get similar realization. So we're reading from text 13. Mati, what you holding? If they can load it, call them up. Okay. Oh, she's gone there. Aho, leave it, Mati. Then.
अहो
अहो
ओ सॉरी राजो वाचा
राजो वाचा
अहो
अहो
वयम
वयम
धान्यात्मा नृपनाम महात्मा अनुग्रहणीय शीलः राज्ञाम
राज्ञाम
कुलाम
कुलाम
ब्राह्मणा
ब्राह्मणा
पाद
पाद
शौचाद
शौचाद
दुरान
दुरान
विश्रतां
विश्रतां
बता
बता
घर्य कर्मा
घर्य कर्मा
राजोवाचा
राजोवाचा
अहो वयम धन्यात्मनिर्पणाम
अहो वयम धन्यात्मनिर्पणाम
प्रणाम
अहो वयम् धर्म्यातम अनुग्रहाम
महात्मानुग्रहानिया शैला
महात्मानुग्रहानिया शैला
राज्ञां कुलं ब्राह्मणा पदशौचा
राज्ञां कुलं ब्राह्मणा पदशौचा
दुराद्विषतं बतगुर्यकर्म
दुराद्विषतं बतगुर्यकर्म
अहो वयम् राजोवाच
राजोवाच
अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपणाम्
अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपणाम्
महात्मानुग्रहणीयान् शीला
महात्मानुग्रहणीयान् शीला
राज्ञां कुलं ब्राह्मणा पदशौचा
राज्ञां कुलं ब्राह्मणा पदशौचा
दुराद्विषतां बतगर्यकर्म
दुराद्विषतां बतगर्यकर्म
अहो राजोवाच
राजोवाच
अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपणाम्
अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपणाम्
महात्मानुग्रहणीय शीला
महात्मानुग्रहणीय शीला
राज्ञां कुलं ब्राह्मणा पदशौचात्
राज्ञां कुलं ब्राह्मणा पदशौचात्
दुराद्विषतं बतगर्यकर्म
दुराद्विषतं बतगर्यकर्म
राजोवाच
अहो वयम्
धन्यात्मनृपणम्
महात्मानुग्रहणीय
शीला
राज्ञां कुलं ब्राह्मण पदशौचात्
राज्ञां कुलं ब्राह्मण पदशौचात्
दुराद्विषतं बतगर्यकर्म
दुराद्विषतं बतगर्यकर्म
राजुवाच
राजुवाच
अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपणाः
अहो धन्यात्मनृपणाः
महात्मानुग्रहणीयशीलः
महात्मानुग्रहणीयशीलः
राज्ञं कुलं ब्रह्म राज्ञकुलं ब्राह्मण पादशौचात्
राज्ञं कुलं ब्राह्मण पादशौचात्
दुराद्विषतं बातग्रह्य कर्म
दुराद्विषतं बातग्रह्य कर्म
राजोवाच
अहो वयम्
धन्यात्मनृपाणाम्
अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपाणाम्
महात्मानुग्रहणीयशीला राज्ञं कुलं ब्राह्मण पादशौचात्
राज्ञं कुलं ब्राह्मण पादशौचात्
दुराद्विषतं बतगर्यकर्म
दुराद्विषतं बतगर्यकर्म
राजोवाच
अहो वयम् धन्यात्मनृपणाम्
महात्मानुग्रहणीयशीला
राज्ञं कुलं ब्राह्मण पादशौचात्
दुराद्विषतं
बतगर्यकर्म वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग राजोवाच
Raja.
The fortunate king said.
The fortunate king said.
Aho.
Aho.
Aha.
Aha.
Vayan.
Vayan.
V.
V.
Dhanyatamaha.
Dhanyatamaha.
Most thankful.
Most thankful.
Nirpanam.
Nirpanam.
All of all the kings.
Of all the kings.
Mahatma.
Mahatma.
Of the great soul.
The great soul.
Anugrahaniya Shila.
Anugrahaniya Shila.
Trained to get favors.
Trained to get favors.
Ragyam.
Ragyam.
Of the royal.
Of the royal.
Kulam.
Kulam.
Orders.
Orders.
Brahmanapad.
Brahmanapad.
The feet of the Brahmanas.
Feet of the Brahmanas.
Shauchat.
Shauchat.
Refuse after cleaning.
Refuse after cleaning.
Dorat.
Dorat.
At a distance.
At a distance.
Rishitam.
Rishitam.
Always left out.
Always left out.
Bata.
Bata.
On account of.
On account of.
Garya.
Garya.
Condemnable.
Condemnable.
Karma.
Karma.
Activities.
Activities.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. The fortunate king said, indeed, we are the most grateful of all the kings who are trained to get favors from the great souls. Generally, you sages consider royalty as refused to be rejected and left in a distant place. The fortunate king said,
Indeed,
we are the most grateful,
we are the most grateful
of all the kings,
of all the kings
who are trained to get favors, from the great souls.
Generally,
you sages consider royalty
as
refused to be rejected
and
left in a distant place. Prabhupada Bhakti Prabhupada Jaya Shri Prabhupada. According to religious principles, stool, urine, wash, water, etc. must be left at a long distance. Attached bathroom, urinals, etc. may be very convenient amenities of modern civilization, but they are ordered to be situated at a distance from residential quarters. That very example is cited herein in relation to the kingly order of those for those who are progressively marching back to Godhead. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that to be in intimate touch with dollar and cents men or the kingly order is worse than suicide for one who desire to go back to Godhead. In other words, the transcendentalists do not generally associate with men who are too enamored by the external beauty of God's creation. By advanced knowledge in spiritual realization, the transcendentalists know that this beautiful material world is nothing but a shadowy reflection of the reality, the kingdom of God. They are not, therefore, very much captivated by the royal opulence or anything like that. But in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, the situation was different. Apparently, the king was condemned to death by an inexperienced Brahmana boy, but factually, he was called by the Lord to return to him. Other transcendentalists, the great sages and mystics who assembled together because of Maharaj Parikshit's fasting unto death, were quite anxious to see him, for he was going back to Godhead. Maharaj Parikshit also could understand that the great sages who assembled there were all kind to his forefathers, the Pandavas, because of their devotional service to the Lord. He therefore felt grateful to the sages for being present there at the last stage of his life, and he felt it was all due to greatness of his late forefathers or grandfathers. He felt proud, therefore, that he happened to be this descendant of such great devotees. Such pride for the devotees of the Lord is certainly not equal to the puffed up sense of vanity for material prosperity. The first is reality, whereas the other is false and vain. Let's see for 14 as well. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of both the transcendental and mundane worlds, has graciously overtaken me in the form of a Brahmana's curse. Due to my being too much attached to family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear I will detach myself from the world. Maharaj Parikshit, although born in a family of great devotees, the Pandavas, and although securely trained in transcendental attachment for the association of the Lord, still found the allurement of mundane family life so strong that he had to be detached by a plan of the Lord. Such action is taken by the Lord in case of special devotee. Maharaj Parikshit could understand this by the presence of topmost transcendentalist in the universe. The Lord resides with his devotees, and therefore the presence of the great saints indicated the presence of the Lord. The king therefore welcomed the presence of the great rishis as a mark of favor from the Supreme Lord. Om Agyana Kumarandasya Agyana Anjana Shalakaya Chakrana Vitamina Tasmai Shri Guru. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Gadamayam Dadati Saptantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpatkam Nam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Sajivan Sadvaitam Savdutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dev Shri Radha Krishna Panam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत ते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभ नमस्तुते देवी नमामि हरि प्रिय पांचा छत्तलु भेष्य कृपा सिंधु वहेच्छा अतितनाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Bhagavata Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we'll read the once more. The fortunate king said, indeed, we are the most grateful of all the kings who are trained to get favors from the great souls. Generally, you sages consider royalty as refused to be rejected, left in a distant place. Now, you know, like in the normal corporate world or anywhere, people define principles and then you these principles in policies. And then these principles are elaborated in various procedures and examples are given to understand those procedures. So here in spiritual text, all these policies or principles are defined in Bhagavad Gita. And then we see the practical application here in Bhagavatam with so many of these devotees. Now, and it happens that you're reading something in Bhagavatam and you read in Bhagavad Gita and you say, oh, that's related. Yeah. So when we hear about these pastimes of Parikshit Maharaj, what are the few instructions from Bhagavad Gita which we keep hearing and we think that, oh, Maharaj Parikshit is applying that principle. So,
detachment,
yeah. So what is being taught? Which shloka or where detachment is being taught?
Last, in Sarvadharma
Paritrayana. Yeah. He is leaving everything and going to Krishna. Another thing, Bhagavan has defined Bhakti Yoga, which is Manmana Bhagavad Bhakto. Yeah. So he is saying that become my devotee, worship me, always remember me, and I'll make sure that you come back to me. So he is applying that principle here. Right. Then I read something very profound in Bhagavad Gita. It says, it's shloka, chapter 2, shloka 41, Vyavasatmika Buddhe Eka Kuru Nandana Bahu Sakha by Anantascha Buddheyo Vyavasahenam. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of Kuru, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. So here Parikshit Maharaj was so resolute. So his path was one, you know, one direction. But I have to go back to Lordship. So as soon as the opportune time happened, he just walked away. He didn't look back as well. He was sitting on the throne and somebody came and told him that this has just happened. He didn't think twice. He said that, oh my Lord, maybe I am too attached to my family life and you have made this arrangement. He's being thankful here to Lord that, oh, you made this arrangement that I come back to you. Maybe that is the only way I could become detached from my material attachments. Now, it doesn't happen by the by just doing that externally, you know, like it's not that only that moment he thought and it happened. It is his all upbringing and the whole life what he practiced, he could apply that. Now here He's saying, going down to all these Rishi Munis and saying that I am fallen, and he's saying that I am attached to family life. So if he, you know, he's a Raj Rishi, he's the greatest of the all, and he's one of the purest devotees of the Lord, and he's saying such thing. We have to see that from this where it is coming, you know, like his forefathers being praised in the purport. His grandfathers were Yudhishthir Maharaj. Now, we all know this pastime of Yudhishthir Maharaj and Duryodhan, correct? So when when both were called and asked that go out in the town, and Duryodhan was told that go out in the town and look for the person who's better than you. And Yudhishthir Maharaj was told, go out in the town and look everywhere and find a person worse than you. So both of them returned, and when Duryodhan was asked that, oh, were you able to find someone who's better than you? Oh, Duryodhan says, no, it was so difficult. And when Yudhishthir Maharaj came, and then he was asked, Yudhishthir, but tell me, did you find anyone worse than you? He said, no, I'm so sorry, I couldn't find anyone worse than me. So such is the descendant of Yudhishthir Maharaj is Parikshit Maharaj, whereas he, being at such a position, he's so humble, and then he is saying that, oh, I was so detached that Lord has to make such a plan for me to come back to him. Yeah. So we may see that devotees in general speaking about material life, detachment, and then somebody who's and we may think that, oh, he's sitting there talking about detachment and he's so materially attached, what is he doing? He's saying that we should be detached, and he himself is so attached. How is it possible? You know? Oh, he's such a devotee and he's doing this, like he's watching movies. We may think at times, isn't it? So Srila Prabhupada gave example, keeps saying that ISKCON is like hospital. And it is not very surprising to see patients in hospital. But at least it's assuring that the patient has been diagnosed and there's a treatment going on. It's better than being ignoring the wounds and ignoring the illness and then roaming around and making it worse. You know, like when the kids fall sick, the parents take care by not giving them certain things which may increase the fever, correct? So if say a kid has tonsils, the parents say that they don't give kids something cold, or they don't give something, you know, sour, so that it increases the illness or inflammation. Same way, when we come in association of devotees, when we try to grow spiritually, we were given that conducive environment which allows us to heal, you know, like by association of devotees, by serving devotees, by having a Krishna prasadam. So these are all the aushadhas, you know, which is trying to heal us spiritually. But at the same time, if you are ill and then you were given, and the illness is attachment to matter, and you were given more matter, more ways to sense enjoyment, the illness increases. Because if you see that there are so many things we think in life that, oh, if we get this, then I'll be happy. If I get this, then I'll be very happy. But then if we look back and we receive those things, they don't really much matter more. He said, oh, I was better off even if I didn't get it. So once, Srila Prabhupada used to go for walks. So he went for a walk in Central Park in New York. And when he came back from the walk, all the devotees gathered amongst him. Like, there were devotees doing service in the temple, and there would some devotees go with him. So when the devotees and Srila Prabhupada come back, those devotees who couldn't go with Srila Prabhupada, they would ask, oh, what happened? What did Srila Prabhupada say? What did Srila Prabhupada say? What happened today? So these devotees who went to the park, they said, today Srila Prabhupada didn't say much. He was just walking in the Central Park, and then he reached a place where the lake had frozen and there was an ice sheet, and he tapped with his stick and it made noise thak thak. And he said that the eyes here makes different noise than the eyes in London. Then he walked a bit further and then he found that there was a big statue of freedom fighter in the US, and there was a duck sitting on the feet of that statue, and he said Bakhaniya. So everybody said that what is it about Shri Prabhupada? He said, do you know Bakha? They said no. Bakha means duck. And Niya means Bakha's logic. So he said that material world is like Bakha's logic. So devotee said that we didn't understand Prabhupada. So he said this Bakha in the fields of India, they go behind, they walk behind buffalo always. And wherever buffalo would go, the Bakha would follow. And Bakha would always look through the 2 feet of buffalo and look at the genitals of buffalo, thinking that it's a fish. And as soon as the fish will fall, I will have nice lunch. That is the logic of material world, that you know, as soon as we get this, we will have a nice time, which never happens. So that's a Bakha. He said that he compared material world is like that Bakha's logic. False. So, you know, here various qualities Parikshit Maharaj is depicting or describing to all of us by his acts. Can you name some of the like most prominent things which have been seen here?
He's thinking himself very fallen.
Yeah. So what is that word for which?
Sorry.
What is that one word which describes that quality? Now thinking,
humility.
That's the most important ornament for a devotee, humbleness, because that's what one of the most prominent instructions from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinada Pisuni Chena, yeah, Amanina Mandina. So these are the most prominent instructions, and these being depicted by Parikshit Maharaj. Now, you know, when I say to Himani that Himani don't use phone, I said like Papa, you keep using it as well. So the child and the praja follows the leaders and the parents, isn't it? So that's why these Rajrishis are setting these examples that how we should reach to Godhead, reach back to our destination. So that's again one shloka raised from Bhagavad Gita. It says, yad yad acharati shreshthas tat tat eva trojana sa yad pramam krute lokas tat anurvartate. So the praja follows the raja and the kids follow the parents. So if we see that the acharan which was acharate, isn't it? So this acharati or the practice shown by Parikshit Maharaj is followed by the various spiritual practitioners. So there's a devotee, his name is Pulavichit Thakur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to him and asks him that you have been a very nice devotee. And Kulavichit Thakur used to be very poor. And he was always absorbed in Lord's pastimes and Lord's japa, and whatever he would earn or whatever he would get, half of it he would spend on Gangamai seva. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and with her, and he asks for some benediction, and he says that I'm okay, I'm very fine, I just need your blessings or association. He was not asking anything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roars and he says, you have to ask something. And Kalavija Thakura asks that, I just need one thing, that I am your servant birth after birth. Same way, when we see Srila Prabhupada, when he was leaving his body, there are videos on last lesson on YouTube. Even though he must be in the great physical pain and in pain, but then on sitting lying on the bed, there are all disciples around him, and he is speaking about Krishna's glories. He is not worried about any mundane thing, or like how the temple will run or how this pond will run, but then he was purely she was purely speaking about Lord and Lord's pastimes. And then yesterday we had disappearance day of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, and he wrote once he was diagnosed, he was Afro-American and he was very scholarly, and he had taken part in the revolutionary movement in America against blacks, and he had lots of leadership qualities, like right from the university's school days he was chosen leader of the students association, he was represented UN, he met various leaders. And lots of leaders made him mentors as well. He wrote almost 17 books on leaderships and different aspects of spirituality. So in last 1 year, when he was diagnosed with terminally ill disease, he wrote his experiences and realization in the book called The Beggar.
The Beggar.
Yeah. And I don't know if I remember the whole name, but it was The Beggar something. And in all the lectures and in all the in all his discourses and the discussions with devotees, he would always speak about Krishna. He was always tell the glories about Krishna and the science behind surrender to Krishna. And there's a very famous video wherein he's sitting, all his disciples are sitting around him, and he's on the wheelchair cushion, and he's singing this, you know, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. So he's because he was in terminally ill cancer, and he could feel the pain, but then it didn't stop him. But they were steadfast. These are the categories of people who Krishna told in the shloka, that those who are on the path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. So all these people are showing us example how these principles taught by Krishna is being applied. So another point about humility was that Srila Prabhupada was once going from I think California or somewhere in Canada, and you know, whenever Srila Prabhupada was going out in the airport, the devotees would take over the airport. So all the authorities were bewildered and they said that, oh, what's happening in the airport? And like all devotees around him and chanting and jumping, and they were not allowing anyone to pass through. So one of the authorities came to one of those devotees and they said that, can you ask everyone to be on site so that we can proceed with our things? So they said, okay. So this one devotee stood up on a pedestal and then he said that, Hare Krishna, all devotees come on this side. So all the devotees slowly walk over on that side, but Srila Prabhupada is still there. So they said, Srila Prabhupada, he said, no, I'm not a devotee yet. So, you know, we call ourselves devotee, we call ourselves so many nothing. And then these are those Mahajanas and these are those Bhaktas of the Lord. They're proclaiming that they're too attached to their family life. They're proclaiming that this material world is becoming hindrance in their spiritual progress. So the other humbleness is the greatest ornament that has been described. The other thing is the Parikshit Maharaj is showing that how to welcome sadhus. You know, like all these sannyasis and devotees of Lord have arrived, and he is welcoming them, serving them, giving them higher status than himself. Even though he was a king, he made all these sannyasis above than him. And he is saying that you consider this material world like he's compared to toilet. You know, like in olden days in India still, like in our previous home, the toilets were outside. It was not in the home. Like in the, not outside, like in a veranda. But then it was not in the main unit. So he said that like we keep toilet outside, you keep this material people or royalty outside, away from you. You consider, you don't get in touch with us, that it may cause contamination. But then you have all come, so he's being thankful to them. You have all come in this my last journey to Godhead. So then, like in Shloka 14, he's saying that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of both the transcendental and mundane world, has graciously overtaken me in the form of Brahmana's curse. Due to my being too much attached to the family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear I will detach myself from the world. The next one, 15, is, O Brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul and let Mother Ganges, the representative of Lord, also accept me in that way. For I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. So saying, sing deeds of Lord Vishnu, like all the leelas of Lord. So he's saying, continue to sing leelas of Lord. And let the snake bird come and bite the pot. As soon as the one is given up completely unto the lotus feet of the Lord Supreme Lord, he is not at all afraid of death. The atmosphere created by the presence of great devotees of the Lord on the bank of Ganges and Maharaj Pariksit's complete acceptance of the Lord's lotus feet were sufficient guarantee to the king for going back to the Godhead. He thus became absolutely free from all fear of death. Now, here again, Lord Kapila Muni has described various teachings from various Vedas, and then he has given the main essence of all the Vedas and Vedic scriptures. And he said there are two most important things which must devotee must do to go back to Godhead. You know what are those two things? That's a means to do that. But those are the two most
never
important.
Never forget Krishna, always remember
Correct.
Krishna.
He said that never forget Krishna and always remember Krishna. These are the two most important things. And that's how you achieve it, by association of devotees. Why? Because if somebody is a pure devotee of the Lord, they wouldn't ever say anything apart from the Lord's glories or Lord's pastimes or saying Lord's holy names. You know, like all these, like Haridas Thakur, he was Namachari, he would always do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He would always repeat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, where Lord is saying, where he's saying that what was that shloka where he's saying that I have invested all my shaktis and my So Namna Makari Bahuda means all my various names, I've invested all my shakti. Now how practically we can believe, like we try to apply logic in everything, isn't it? So how I can logically think that this statement is true, that Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nit Sarva Shakti. Lord is saying that I've invested all my powers, all my shaktis in the names. One very beautiful realization is being taught that all these names of Bhagwan, as soon as you say them, it directly connects you to the Lord. So when we say Ram, all the pastimes by Lord Ram and Ramayana start to go through your mind. Immediately you get connected to the Lord's pastimes. When you say Ram, you immediately think of Lord Balram. When you say Damodar, what do you think? As soon as you say Damodar, when you see that beautiful pastime of being Lord, being tied with this thing. So each name is so powerful that as soon as you say that word, you get connected to Lord immediately. So Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Ni Sarv Shakti. So that proves, you know, like if you say Madhusudan, you immediately connect to the Lord the pastime of the killing of Neel Madhu. And another things being depicted by Parikshit Maharaj, apart from humility we saw, detachment we saw, the association of devotees, the importance of association of devotees. Another thing he's depicting is Ahituki Bhakti. What does Ahituki Bhakti means?
Without any
motivation. Yeah. So there could be a bhakti where the intention is that, oh, I may get Golok Vrindavan, oh, if I could get this. Something in return. But Ahituki Bhakti is nothing in return. He is not asking anything in return. What he is saying that here, although born in a family of great devotees, the Maharaj Parikshit, although born in a family of great devotees, the Pandavas, although securely trained in transcendental attachment for the association of Lord, still found the allurement of mundane family life so strong that he had to be detached by plan of the Lord. So he's saying that this is Srila Prabhupada is saying that he's taking it as detached, or the plan of the Lord. He's not asking anything in return. Like, that's the ahituki bhakti. So let's summarize the four qualities. Yeah, the humility, detachment, that the association of devotees, hankering for association of devotees, and ahituki bhakti. Now let's see how we can apply that in our day-to-day life. So that's the application of whatever we've heard so far. So have you ever been to Vrindavan? Any of Vrindavan? Yeah. And has anybody attended the Mangalarti there, the morning Mangalarti, 4:30? Yeah. And then what is the first line? Vibhavari sesa aloka pravesa nidrachari ut jiva. So nidrachari ut jiva. And how we leave that nidra? Bolo hari hari mukunda murari Rama Krishna Hare Griva. So that's the instruction. That's how we can awaken our soul. By saying Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Ram Krishna. So take all these names of the Lord and then you get connected to the Lord, and that's the purification you can have. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions, comments, realizations?
तो संसार दावानल से पहले बोलते हैं ये
नहीं वहाँ पे ये चलता है
अच्छा वहाँ संसार दावानल होती है मायापुर में तो
वहाँ पे I think शिलाप्रपात टेंपल में संसार दावानल
शिलाप्रपात समाज